This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
It's like how it is, and as usual, we hit Tuesday drink desk and Steve to throw hell to find out who we're toasted.
Wow.
Everybody's commenting under the name Aurora.
Everybody's got their niche.
And what kind of porn should we do? And we forgot Arlo Guthrie.
Our bad.
Yeah. This is a pretty short shot today, but today we chose the reporting of KKTV 11 News, your breaking news leader, if you live in Colorado Springs. Earlier this week, a rock slide forced the closure of a road in a place called Boulder Canyon. And the KKTV headline, a little redundant, I had to read it about seven times, it just says this. Boulder's Block Road in Boulder Canyon near Boulder, according to Boulder Police.
That's a lot of boulders.
That is a lot of boulders. That's the entire headline. That's it. But I read it like three times. Like, wait a minute, what? So yes, Boulder's, let me read that again, let's see. Boulder's Block Road in Boulder Canyon near Boulder, according to Boulder Police.
It's a very bouldery area.
So in case you didn't know, Boulder Canyon is right near Boulder.
You guys been to Boulder?
I have been to Boulder because we lived, when I was a little kid, we lived in Denver for a while. So I remember rolling through Boulder.
It's all rattlesnakes these days.
I had a good experience there, but again, I'm like 8 years old. I'm pretty sure I got plied with ice cream and, you know, chicken wings or something. So
I just like the idea. It must be that bouldery that ever, like, everything here is Boulder.
I don't remember it being particularly bouldery, but I was excited to go to a place called Boulder. Let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve and Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Nick, you understand how this year's game is played?
Oh, yes, I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. The Wonderful World of Drugs, Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Always got to go with drugs.
Drugs! Always. Oh, apparently there's a new Ernest movie out, the classic film Ernest Does Aurora.
All right!
If they can fit, Vern.
You know what I mean? All right, Nick, here's your story. We go to Pennsylvania, where a woman is facing numerous charges after entering her neighbor's home while naked and stealing a beer. Apparently, Jessica Chase faces multiple felonies, including burglary, criminal trespassing, and endangering the welfare of children. She also faces misdemeanor charges related to open lewdness, indecent exposure, and use of drugs. Now, troopers say they were called to a home for reports of a naked woman with a blanket over her drinking a beer on her neighbor's porch. Now, when the woman saw the police, she went back over to her house, went inside, then refused to answer the door. Troopers say they can see her sitting in the home and were eventually able to gain entrance to perform a welfare check. Once inside, they found her still wearing nothing but a blanket and her three-year-old daughter, who'd been left alone in the house before the troopers got there. They say her daughter was not wearing any clothes either. Now, she seemed to be under the influence of drugs, and they noticed drug paraphernalia in the house that was within reach of the child. Furthermore, she fought troopers as she was placed in the handcuffs, still naked, by the way. They say she was taken to a nearby hospital to be evaluated, and when they interviewed the neighbor the next day, he told them his son was home when this woman entered his house while naked and then stole a beer out of the fridge. The neighbor's son told troopers that he and his friends were home when she walked through the basement door, refused to leave, walked upstairs, and stole a, any guesses what kind of beer?
Iron City.
Corona Extra from the fridge.
All right.
It must have been a warm day. Now, the teenager told troopers he eventually convinced her to leave through the front door, but before she did, she dropped the blanket and revealed herself to him. He was not happy with what he saw. She then drank the beer on the front porch before putting the bottle in a flower pot and then breaking another flower pot. Hospital officials eventually reported finding drugs in her system. Now, the question is, what drug did she have in her system for all of this nonsense? Was it PCP, methamphetamine, Valium, or crack?
Ted, what do you think?
I mean, PCP, but I don't know. The crack in the beer makes me think this must be straight up old school crack. It's all cracked.
I'm thinking crack, too.
But you said she was naked, right?
She was naked, yes.
But she had a blanket on her.
She had a blanket on when she first showed up at the house. The teenagers finally convinced her to leave, she stopped, dropped the blanket, then went outside, sat on their front porch, and drank the beer.
Ooh. That's tough. Because that could be PCP, too. She's real. She is physically hot.
Yes.
Temperature hot. I don't know, man. I'm going old school. I'm going crack.
Ted's going crack. Nick, what are you thinking?
I'll go crack as well.
And Nick's going crack. So you guys are on Team Crack. I'm on Team PCP on this one. Okay, we're going to find out what this lady was on. Was it PCP, meth, Valium, or crack next?
That was a We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category drugs on profile. This PA woman, she faces criminal charges after breaking into her neighbor's home naked and stole a beer. She was on drugs, left her kid at home. What was she on is the question. PCP, meth, Valium, or crack?
And Nick, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery.
Don't know.
It went PCP. Oh. She had all the hallmarks of PCP, but now
too high.
It's not PCP. And Nick, you agree with E. Ted Smith, and as I understand it, it was your gut instinct. You're both like, man, I think this is old school crack.
Crap.
Oh, I'm afraid not. It's the last one you would guess. Valium.
Valium?
Valium.
Well, you said it was drug paraphernalia, so naturally I would take a pipe or something like that.
That's what I would think, man, but no, Valium.
Well, Valium, that chills you out.
Maybe that is the chill version of her. I don't know, but that's why I didn't figure anyone would get it. Damn.
Maybe she's coming down. Just said, volumes of beers.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today. Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Conan. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there in the title. All these guys have talented teams, writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A lot of people have road trips planned this summer, but I just saw that gas stations all over the country could run out of gas in the coming months. It's going to be a tough summer considering gas is the main ingredient in White Claw Surge.
Seth Meyers. Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Well, guys, a lot of people have road trips planned this summer, but I just saw that gas stations all over the country could run out of gas in the coming months. It's going to be a tough summer, especially because gasoline is the main ingredient in White Claw Surge.
I'm buying one of those this weekend. Toy maker Hasbro just said it would raise prices of its toys and games as the cost of raw materials increases. Now they're just selling boxes that say toy not included.
Seth Meyers. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
Toy maker Hasbro just said that it would raise the prices of its games as the cost of raw materials increases. Yeah, now they're just selling boxes that say toy not included.
Paddington 2 is now the highest rated movie ever on Rotten Tomatoes, knocking Citizen Kane off the top spot. Once again, the highest rated film ever on Rotten Tomatoes is Paddington Bear 2.
Jimmy Kimmel. Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith. Did you guys see Paddington Bear 1?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's a film there, boys. A man was arrested at New York's JFK Airport after allegedly smuggling 35 live finches for a high-stakes singing contest. He is currently being held for questioning, and most of the questions are about the high-stakes singing contest.
Myers. Fallon.
Myers.
The CDC recently released updated guidance for camps that plan to reopen this summer.
Son of a...
bitch.
I didn't put that one in there? The finches?
Nope.
The CDC recently released updated guidance for camps that plan to reopen this summer. Like, you can't wear the same underwear for a week, Todd. Can you guys guess who said that joke? Can you guess?
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth Meyers. You know what? It's Seth Meyers.
The CDC recently released updated guidance for camps that plan to reopen this summer. Like, you can't wear the same underwear for a week, Todd.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. You can hear the disgust in your voice.
Damn it. Yeah, I'm just annoyed with myself.
Big news, though, Ted. This is fresh. It's being televised.
What do you got?
I don't know if you knew this. The NFL draft was happening today.
I am aware that it's happening today.
Okay, and each team gets 10 minutes on the clock before they make their selection.
Didn't they used to get 15?
They used to get 15, but they took all 15 minutes. So now you get 10, and Jacksonville Jaguars, they picked first, and they spent 10 minutes telling us what we already knew. Go ahead, guess.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, man.
You win the prize.
It's like you have ESP. They took all 10 minutes to tell us what we've known for the last, I don't know, 9 months.
I was saying this morning, I was shocked that, like, and I get it, NFL Network, that's all they do. But they had live coverage, like, from the draft from, like, 8 or 9 a.m. this morning on the West Coast. Like, that's a long time. Yeah. That's a lot, as we would say, a lot of time to fill as well.
Mm-hmm. It's all fill.
Yeah.
It is all fill because it's not happening yet.
And they'll be doing it for the next 2 days, too, not just today.
Yeah. Well, and people forget, it's like, the draft... First of all, if you don't like Mel Kiper Jr., you don't like the draft. Like, the NFL draft was just a boring thing that happened in New York City. Mel Kiper Jr., he started his own magazine, like a pamphlet he would put out, and then a magazine. Like, basically, the reason we all get so fired up is because of Mel Kiper Jr. Now, I know he can be a little annoying. He's got the crazy hair.
Yeah.
Guys.
But Mel Kiper Jr. basically invented like the fan aspect of getting
to make the draft interesting.
Right. It used to be it was just Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you'd get into like Sunday afternoon, like there'd be guys there, but there's only three of them. So it was just basically you just watch video packages
of every player.
Granted, there was less teams in, but weren't there like 12 rounds at one point in time, like back in the day?
Yeah, what, I think 12 was the height because Jerry Rice, I want to say, was drafted in the 12th round or like the 11th. Think about it, Jerry Rice. Go ahead, check it out, Mike. Yeah. But it's like the 11th or 12th round. So it's not even that there were a lot of rounds.
I can't remember where he went to college.
Wasn't it a tiny?
It is. Was it in South? It's in the South.
All right, what do you got for us, Mike?
Jerry Rice was drafted in 1985 with the 16th overall pick.
Oh, 16th overall pick.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, why am I thinking he got drafted?
First round.
Did he go to a school in South Carolina? A small school?
No, college was Mississippi Valley State.
All right, the South.
Yeah, closer.
You were closer than I was.
Yeah.
Jets take Zach Wilson from BYU with a second pick.
That is going to... That's the Jets are the freaking Jets.
The
but
poor
yeah, but
kid.
The draft was a cool thing. And then, I don't think you ever came to one, but Mike, I used to host a party, and you had to drink a beer for every pick in the first round. And there was... Now, ideally, you're hoping they're going to take all 15 minutes. But sometimes people will just turn it in quickly. Like, that went south quick.
I would say the first 10 picks generally went by a lot faster because those teams know exactly what they need and they know the players. And I would say my wife hated it. Because she's like, you got... Because we go through the entire first round. She's like... And then, like, one year, like, Jeets was dead asleep in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, and it was about like 9 a.m., isn't it?
Right, because you used to kick off at 9 a.m., and it was like a whole day of stuff.
Yeah, you got up and we started drinking, and it was...
Yeah. All right, so a big thing on Netflix right now is a series called The Serpent. And I think...
Again, I've heard about that, and I don't remember what it's about.
Ooh. I got into two episodes last night.
All right.
It is awesome. Now, basically, it's based on a true story. So it's a little scary. There's definitely a lot of scary stuff in it. It involves gem dealers, travelers being killed, people being robbed. But it also is super cool. And like,
what time era are we talking?
You're talking the 70s in Thailand.
Okay.
And then basically the whole thing is a couple of backpackers go missing. And it kind of opens up this whole world and they find out like all this crazy stuff's going on. And it, I mean, and the main character is just evil. I can't explain anything last night. Like, it is a dark show, but I could not turn it off.
Cool.
Like, as soon as this draft is, I'm done watching the draft tonight. Like, I'm going back. I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to stay up till 1 watching it.
No problem. Well, we can push through tomorrow.
Yeah,
we
right. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm worried about seeing the boss in the morning. That's what I call my trainer, the boss. but I'm telling you, if you get a chance, get on your Netflix, look up The Serpent. It's super cool, and it's super sexy, man. There's people with different accents. You know what I mean? They're speaking all this stuff, and it's like the 70s. Like, I can't explain it. It is very good. It's probably why it's always trending on Netflix right now, like top 10 in the country.
Yeah.
Mike, do you have it? Nobody in here has seen it.
Nope,
I have not.
Nope, I'll check it out, though.
Check it out, dude. It is super good. All right, let's see. So there's going to be a remake of Doogie Howser, M.D.
Yay!
Right.
I did not know this till today. I did not realize the first episode in 1989 has basically... a statutory rape joke.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn, Doogie.
Doogie is 16.
Right.
All right? And he's a doctor at the hospital. This is the first episode. So basically, there's another doctor that comes in there. She starts talking to a female nurse, takes him in a dark operating room to seduce him. Doogie's obviously incredibly nervous, but seems willing to go along with it.
All right.
Now, as they're getting more into it, like, she convinces him, and he kind of takes off his pants a little bit, and she's like, and I really just want to say happy birthday. And the other doctors and nurses rush in and start singing happy birthday to him. He's so embarrassed, as a 16-year-old, he runs out of the room with his pants kind of halfway down.
This is the first episode.
The first episode.
I don't remember any of that.
No.
Most people probably do not.
Right, and you wouldn't. Somebody dug it up on Twitter and was like, what is this about? And it's like, I mean, look, here's the deal. You could sit on Twitter, whatever you want, and find things like this all day.
Sure.
Now, nobody, especially none of us, are saying these things are okay or they should, but like the 80s were just a different time.
They absolutely were. You know
what I mean? Like, I can almost guarantee you something, be like, I don't think we should make that the first episode joke.
Right.
Right. But in the 80s and stuff, like.
Think about the movies that were coming out at that time, like all the comedies and all the Brat Pack stuff and all that kind of stuff, Revenge of the Nerds, all this kind of thing. Like, that was pretty much par for the course.
16 yeah. Candles, all that stuff had that.
Yeah, exactly.
Breakfast Club, you name it.
And yeah. It's always easier, though, if it's an older female seducing a younger, right?
Well, correct.
Just so the way it's always perceived.
The remake of it.
No Neil Patrick Harris or Neil Patrick Harris in this one?
No, that's Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, what I'm saying, is he coming back for the remake in any form, or is he just... Like Johnny and Cobra Kai maybe comes back.
You know what, Miles? I am not positive on that.
Yeah. Either way. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's busy. He's mostly behind the scenes.
I was going to say, he's behind the scenes now.
You're kind of shocked.
He hosted a couple award shows.
Like, he's great at that stuff, but
I think he hosts the Tonys.
Probably raising his kids.
Busy raising his kids.
Yeah, serious.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we really hadn't heard from him for a while was before Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Right.
Yep.
Then he popped up on there. And then it was like,
and that kind of shot him back up.
Then he blew up on Twitter for a while.
He did. He did. Well, and I mean, that's another thing now. Like, now we're kind of, well, I think social media helps. But back in the day, it was hard. Like I give Tarantino credit for bringing Travolta back.
Oh, he was
with Pulp Fiction.
It was dead and buried, man.
But before social media, you just didn't know where these people were, and not everybody was super excited to see them. But now with social media, you bring back a star that's been gone for a little bit, or a child star that's all grown up now, and people are like, "This is great! Look, I love this show and that show." I mean, that's why, as much as it annoys me, a lot of these shows are being remade or just redone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it helps, you know. I mean. Look, we could sit here all day and argue about the pros and cons of social media.
Sure.
But the world being closer connected has definitely, and not just social media, but like Netflix, Hulu, all these streaming
services. It helped these people immensely because, you know.
It helped their careers immensely.
I mean, think about it like this, though. You bump into Ralph Macchio, but this is pre-social media. Man, oh man, it'd be cool if you like developed a TV show and blah, blah, blah. That's great. It's a conversation you had with them. When you do it on Twitter, right? And then he responds, hey, it's a great idea. Well, then the momentum builds. And a lot of these people, they can gauge the general interest of the public just based on a possible scenario.
Well, LeVar Burton got on Jeopardy because of people just online saying, hey,
he should be on Jeopardy.
Be the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and he gave credit to that. He's like, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's been other things like that, too. Like, I mean, look at Betty White.
Right. She'll never go away. Now she, and I mean, look, I like her. It's not that. Right. But like, she, well, yeah, maybe it's not the right statement, but...
Well, and the Golden Girls were always going to be in
reruns.
I was about to say replays. Like, I still got sports on the brain. let's run that one back, boys. Let's break down the film right here. What did Blanche say here that was out of line? Right. So a lot of those people, too, like social media, just like Betty White has ascended into this.
She's like a legend now.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the big joke. When somebody older, a famous older person dies, it's like the claw machine. And it's always like, not Betty White.
Right.
Betty White's going to live forever. And there's nothing you can do about it? I just jinxed Betty White. I apologize to the world.
Knock on wood.
Salt
over the shoulder.
Yeah. Let's see. If you're going to watch something tonight, obviously the NFL draft is on, which is cool. I know Mike and I are massive fans of this TV show. Eventually, we'll get Miles and Thrill there. Thrill will get there closer first, I think, because of kids. But a brand new episode of Impractical Jokers on True TV as well. Miles, trust me, coming from me, you don't need kids. That show is hilarious.
Okay, just need my pipe.
It takes a little getting into it. Right, okay. And the other thing, too, is once you start watching Impractical Jokers, like I've been on a binge for the last like month and a half. Every other week, I change which guy I like the best.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A couple in Israel is getting divorced after an argument over wild boars in their backyard. Meanwhile, a Florida painting crew proves that for them in school, spelling was really, really hard. Man wins dream car giveaway and promptly slams it into a wall. Shirtless Florida man breaks into an apartment, tells them he's a famous wrestler and wants to brawl. And Pennsylvania cops boast a notorious chainsaw thief, telling him to put his hands up and remain still. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines.
Here's Mike Hawk.
Our top story is no surprise to anyone that people are exhausted these days. They're overworked, if they're working at all, and the stress of the time has people stretched to their thinnest point. And that has been demonstrated on TikTok. A woman posted a video of the doorbell cam footage of an encounter with a pizza delivery guy in which she opened the door, gave the man his money, and then grabbed the entire pizza bag and started heading inside.
Did he manage to get his bag back?
Yes, he did, because the video cut out. She was halfway in the door and the video cut out, which means that that is when she realized what she had just done and then turned around. But in a time when, like, Uber Eats and DoorDash and everybody else, where they just give you a physical bag of all your food sitting there on your porch.
Yeah, I guess you're just used to grabbing
right,
the whole thing.
Right, it stands to reason that you're just going to grab the whole handful there. So, good on you.
I think she just wanted the bag.
Yeah, she, I mean, she didn't even give it a second thought.
That's fair. Those bags are cool, though. In other news, a 19-year-old in Florida is behind bars for an interesting night. According to reports, he had knocked on several doors armed with knives in both hands before making his way into one home. Police were on the scene responding to calls of a suspicious person when they were greeted by a neighbor running out of his home, dropping the two knives to the ground, and informing them, quote, he's in here. He was brought to the ground and tased before being arrested and also managed to inform the officers that he's a, quote, world-famous wrestler.
And then tried to attack them.
Right.
Before taking a taser to the back.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why we're going to tase you.
Right.
I believe you.
Zap. Goodness gracious. And again, I told you guys about this one earlier in the office, is that's where the story ended, is that he was arrested. I want to know what drugs this man was on.
Right.
And more importantly, if he wasn't, I really want to know that, because I want to know just how insane this person is.
I think meth. PA... I mean, I know our profile of this was Valium, but
yeah,
it just seems like it's kind of methy.
PCP?
Could be.
To be that aggressive.
Well, he didn't have a shirt on.
Right.
So we always say any kind of nudity.
And he did fight when he was down.
Right.
Yeah. He did the taser. The Orange County educational system has proven to work again. A photo is going viral of one of the streets going through a local school zone, and we've seen this story before, but the word school painted on the roadway came with a humorous typo, skahol.
How do they spell it?
S-C-O-H-O-L.
Abigondus Cajol.
Skull, brother.
It actually looks like alcohol, only with an S instead of an A-L there at the beginning. I think somebody had their head somewhere else.
Where was it again?
This was in Orange County.
He's a graduate of that very school.
Yeah. Over to Wales, where a young man lived the dream for a mere few hours. He had won a local giveaway that awarded him a dream car, a brand new Mitsubishi Evo 9, valued at about $33,000. He drove the 90 minutes to pick up a sports car, and then promptly ran it into a building as he approached his home.
Totally.
Yep. He's keeping his chin up about it, saying that he's happy that the passenger was able to walk away from the crash, that he didn't kill his buddy.
Question is, even with that brief amount of time, he still has to pay taxes. He might get the money and the value back for the car.
Why?
But he still has to pay taxes on the winnings.
Correct.
So if the car is $33,000,
you still owe him.
He gets right. Exactly. No matter what, he's still going to owe the 20% or whatever the percentage is.
That is still obtained value that you need to pay taxes on. So, yay. Does it work like that over in Wales?
I don't know. I'm just going to assume it does.
Right.
If you win something, you got to pay taxes.
If it's considered income,
we'll give it an American rule,
Well, remember when Oprah did her famous, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. So the brushback on that was like all these women got cars not realizing they had to pay the taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a few of them, it put them through the ringer.
Mm-hmm. Australia being Australia, a woman is in the news for what she found on the beach. The woman was enjoying a lovely day when she noticed a massive octopus scurrying across the beach. She looked on in fascination at the animal, which she suspects had tentacles measuring about a foot in length. After the photos of the news story broke, people came in with a comment that it was just another day in Australia.
It's an octopus.
Yes.
It would be weird to see it on the beach.
We have them three blocks down the street here.
Yes, yeah, but you never see them on
land.
Right.
Oh, man.
They're the teeny tiny ones. The dumbass that held the blue ringed octopus. But this
so
one was
pretty.
This one was just huge.
Where was the octopus? It was in Oregon that climbed up the pipe, broke out of its aquarium, climbed down the floor, went through the drain, and escaped back into the ocean.
I mean, that might have been in Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We know these things are aliens.
They are. They're way too intelligent. And that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
See you next time for a positive Friday and the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC and Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taken.
before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.